Good evening and welcome to All Things Glam with your host, the one, the only, Chrysanthion. All right. Guys, I'm going to stop with the singing because here's this. I'm going to go for real right now because I just got to be myself. I just got off of the internet after almost 2 hours of watching the launch of the last series of Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson. Okay? I'm shook. I can't even talk. Like, this is ridiculous. I need to be on freaking YouTube right now just so you can see this face say what I need to say. And guess what? I'm going to record it and I'm going to save it because I'm going to vlog it. It is going to be seen live when I'm done. So, anyhow, here's the tea. That was epic. That was epic. I do screenwriting. I write on the side. I compose in my head. I do vlogs. I find content. That was some genius content. I have to give it out to him. However, I'm just going to say this and we're going to put it out there. And I think I already did. I put it out already to 2 other people. And they're like, oh, how long can this continue? But if Shane did just 1 episode of the beauty world's drama, he could definitely do another series. Because I would love to see him do it. But he added the content of the drama because people wanted the drama. People wanted to see what his reaction to the drama was. And I'm glad he didn't focus entirely on it. I mean, everybody got their little... He didn't push it for any longer than I think people wanted to get into it. That's what I think. I need someone to like reverb with me on this one. Because I was thinking about why he didn't really get into it, and I get it because it's ugly. And I think him ending the drama with Tati crying about the heartache that it actually was, because it all began with a heartache. I think that's what was easy to make the not talking about the drama a shift, because when he filmed the drama people like Tati Westbrook and James Charles in their most somber moments, it was enough to make you say, okay, this has got to end. You know, it wasn't pretty, but that's why I want him to do the series on the dysfunctional why. What it is about this community that it's just like, meow, meow. And it really is. And that's why I loved, if anybody has an opportunity to go online and listen to Scott Bonds with Tati Westbrook on his just recent visit there, where he proclaims about how it's the makeup business, it's a business. And just like other entrepreneurs who put things out on the holidays or whatnot, they just do it. So he's like, if you're good, just do it. People will buy it. And he's so right. Like, he was like, we all should be giving one another props. We shouldn't be pulling one another down. And oh my God, he was so professional. And coming out of a 30 some odd year career of hairdressing, that's exactly how true professionals respond or should respond to one another. Not this catty, you know, sometimes I just think it's just for views. Honest to God, it's sad, but it's for views. It's like, oh, we'll show you all the tea. The tea is nasty. That's what it is. That's all it is. It's just nasty, nasty tea that doesn't need to be drank. It needs to be poured down into the sewer and the gutters and the pits. Maybe that's, so that's, but that's why I want him to do the drama series. I would love for Shane to come back. I'm telling you, I'm hitting up Rich Lux right now on The Viewer's Voice, and I know they look at my comments, so I'm like pleading that they do that, because we need to, there's got to be answers. It's got to be answers. It's got to be fixed. It's got to be like a Dr. Phil coming to fix the beauty world. I'm not kidding you. Just because this exposed it. So it's kind of like a 12-step recovery for the beauty community. We exposed it. We brought it to light. It's not pretty. It's nasty. It stinks. It's like a wound. It needs to be purged, and it needs to be cleaned, and it needs to be, like, before it can get better. You gotta dig deep a little bit. And so maybe Shane Dawson can be our Dr. Phil. So anyway, hopefully they'll think about it. And if they don't, it was a wonderful ride. It was such a wonderful ride. I am just so... I'm on cloud nine, and here's the thing. Now they changed the mini controversy palette to, how do they call it? What was it? Don't let it go or something like that. You got it. We want it or something like that. The green shade that they let go. It's like, how did they let that go? I think that was their toss up shade. Honest to God. They didn't know where to put it. It was their toss-up shade. But they needed to just make another whole palette just with that shade. Or shades around that shade. I don't know. He could have sold more. I mean, he still can. I don't think he really wants... I don't know. Only Shane knows. Does he want to sell more? Does he not want to sell more? Is he going to continue? At first, people were like, yes, you know, or no, not really, that's not Shane's forte, but he's so good with the merch. Here's my suggestion to use Shane Dawson, because I'm going to go on Facebook and do this. Sell the glasses that they wouldn't buy 20 years ago that you have in stock. Whatever's left, if there's 90,000 of them left, that will only be a dent compared to the 2.5 million people that are buying your merchandise. So they're going to want those glasses. That is going to be a collector's item of you, because your work through the years has been gone unrecognized. I just started watching you a couple of years ago, and I have to say, I am just so, like, you are so sweet, and you're just so real, and you have like a true representation of a lot of just main core of America. And I think that's why we love you. And people really in the end, Shane Dawson, they love the underdog, because they will make sure that underdog, and that's just my personality. I always go after the one that goes after the bully. I'll go after the bully that goes after the underdog. That's my role. And anyway, so to see Jeffree Star take my role, because that's kind of my role, to help the underdog, I loved him for it. And oh, Fabuloso, every single photograph and every single outfit and every aspect of makeup was so on point and so flippin' beautiful that as an artist and as a creator, I thought it was magnificent. Like, you guys outdid yourself. You guys rank, and you outdid yourself, and all of the people that were involved to make it happen are just the best of the best of the best. So I take my hat off as a professional of 33 years in the industry. I take my hat off to you. God bless you guys. You brought my industry and the makeup industry to a level that always needed to be, that never was. So I just say, I salute you with all of my beauticians accolades, and I've been around the best. I'm almost crying because I've been around the best of the best for absolute years, and I've never seen two geniuses collaborate so intelligently and so geniusly on the internet. And I don't care what people say, what kind of people said that the docuseries was a foreplay commercial, whatever. Whatever they want to say, they can say. People who love makeup and art love what you did. And people who love film and writing loved what you did. I'm just so elated right now, because, and maybe I'm just talking through a lot of my emotions, but this is my life. And as someone that's glam from head to toe, this just captured such the dream of the American dream. This is what America is about. People to come from all ways and whatever. That's another whole story. That's just another whole story. People are who they are, and they're just whatever they can do in this life to enhance it and bring positive change to it, then I'm just so happy for them as two creators and two artists. And I can just, I don't know, this, I guess this, I'm saving this particular audio from Anchor because I just want that to just be a pinnacle in my career and in the beauty world's career. This is a pinnacle. And I love you guys, and I love the beauty world and everybody who loves to be glam from head to toe. We ought to be just embracing today, because look what our business and our world, we shake the economy. Creators and beautiful people and people who love art and beauty just shook the world through that whole episode. Anyway, we shook the internet. We broke the freaking internet down. Like, that's serious, serious stuff. That's not even, like, funny. I can't even fathom what they thought in that when the Shopify events went down. I mean, who can break Shopify? They did. Imagine 2.5 million people sitting and hanging and waiting on the site. That's sick. That's sick, people. Oh my God. I know I rant, because seriously, anybody who knows the beauty business ought to know just the sheer volume is beyond anybody's comprehension. Anyhow, I'm just so happy, because here's the thing. I'm really going to start pressing into the makeup more than ever. Not only do I have the hair achievements under my belt, but now, since then, all I've been doing is working on my skills. So, look out. I will be on YouTube, and I will be doing my makeup and my rants and everything in between. And P.S. I'm going to go to my first improv December 6th. So I'll take you along there, and I'll let you know how we make out. And anyways, please go and watch The Beautiful Life of Jeffree Star, and go and enjoy it. Bring some popcorn and a bunch of your best friends, and go enjoy it, and just OD on every single one of them, because it was the best thing that Shane Dawson ever put out on the internet. Anyways, God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, my friend, Positive Vibes here. How are you doing? I just came across your name right now because I'm just going through past notifications and just working on new content for my podcast and my station. Just wanted to make this call, my friend. You've always left me kind messages, uplifting messages. And I just want to say thank you for all the love and support. Not only for myself, I just feel like possibly the love and support you're giving for so many other people. And I hope all is well with you. You know, I keep saying to people, just keep being you, keep doing your thing. Because honestly, by people being themselves, it has helped me in so many different ways. Because sometimes I need that push, right, to move forward. So have a wonderful weekend, my friend. I hope all is well, and maybe we'll talk soon.